Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about something very useful because we do that every day. We have David Agus. David, he is the professor of medicine at USC, the leading cancer doctor and researcher, co-director of the National Cancer Institute, the founder of Oncology.com, and a New York Times best-selling author. I can keep going, David. 你好。
你好。
你好 is the way we say hello in Chinese. 你好。你 is you. How is good. You see, Chinese people, they are very health conscious. You good. You well.
I love it. 你好。
你好。Right. I love your books. I read all of them. One of them is A Short Guide to a Long Life.And one chapter caught my eyes. That's why we need to talk about it. It's chapter 15. It's only 2 pages. It's Get Naked.
Yes.
Right. I'm intrigued.
It's an amazing thing is that you know your body best. And so once a month, you need to get in front of a mirror and look at your body and how it changes. Your doctor sees you once a year, once every 2 years, and they're not going to notice little changes.You know, when I first was doing the media for the book, I did an interview in Australia on the morning television. And I was here in LA. They were in Australia. And they were talking to me. Then all of a sudden, they had a thing on my face, the camera, and it went to the anchor, and she had taken all her clothes off. Because they're allowed nudity on TV in Australia. And they just had a camera on my face, and I was so shocked. But it's very important, you know, that whole principle of Tua Guang Guang, which is to get naked.
Right. Yeah, that's amazing. So let's get that right in Chinese because even Chinese people have to tuo guang guang, right? The way to say to get naked in Chinese, we say tuo guang guang.
Tuo guang guang.
There are 3 words and it's so easy. First word, tuo.
Tuo.
Tuo is the first tone, so we make it flat. Tuo.
Tuo.
And then the character originally is showing stripping out of the bones from the animal flesh.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's get rid of something, to get rid of the bones and the skin and then keep the flesh. So that's tuo.
Tuo.
That's right. And then guang is one word, guang.
Guang.
Guang, and the first tone as well. And the original shape of the character was actually the light on someone's head.So someone's the head is shining doesn't mean that if someone doesn't have hair, therefore it's shiny. It seems that to emphasize something really bright.
Great.
So guang, if we repeat it, we do it twice, then we say guang guang.
Tuo guang guang.
Tuo guang guang, that means stripped naked. So take off all your clothes. So tuo guang guang.
Tuo guang guang.
Yep, so...once a month, we need to tuo guang guang, and that will keep you healthy.
You got it in front of a mirror so you can see yourself.
Okay, great.
You know, 2,000 years ago, Hippocrates, who was one of the great Greek writers and doctors, talked about this notion of knowing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think it's the key to health is know oneself. And certainly looking at your body without clothing in, you know, nude is a clear way to do it.
Yes, and then also in your book, you mentioned about because skin is the biggest organ, and then any sign of illness will reflect on the skin quite easily.
No question about it. And you're going to see your skin tone change. It may get drier. Some areas may be dimpled, and it could indicate something happening underneath. Your skin is a window on what's happening inside.
Mm-hmm. So do we need to go through certain training, or we just need to spot the difference?
Look at changes. I mean, change from day one to day two, we call it a delta, a change, is key to understanding one's health.
Oh, yeah. I know that there are some other tips. They are so practical and useful in your books. And do you want to share with us anything about observing yourself? Because you mentioned a lot about prevention medicine rather than waiting until it's too late.
It's much easier to prevent a disease than treat a disease.But the key is that knowing yourself I talked to you about. You know, when you go to your doctor and every day you go at 1 o'clock or when you go, they check your blood pressure, it makes no sense. Whoever checked it in the morning when you get up, at night when you go to bed, when you're upset after a phone call, with enough data, error goes away.
Mm-hmm.
So in today's world, you are in charge of collecting your own data and bringing months of data of blood pressure, for example, to your doctor.Looking at your weight and how it changes in relation to your blood pressure, in relation to your stress, all of those things, you're in charge of you. And then in today's world where we have the cloud, I want everyone to take a copy of all their medical records, all their blood tests, everything they have, and put it in the cloud. Nobody gets sick 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. You get sick in the middle of the night when you're traveling on vacation, and then it's really hard to access your data. So keep it with you.
Right. Okay, great. And then today, since we talk about taking off the clothes, I noticed that since I saw you several times, and every time you wear the black jumper. You, in America, you call sweater. So is there any reason that you dress this certain way?
Well, when my first book was coming out, I was sitting with Steve Jobs. And Steve said, David, I want you to wear a certain thing. And he went and he bought a dozen sweaters. And chose one for me. And he said, I want it to be black and white because the material you're talking about is so important, black and white without colors. And then he said, if you wear the same thing every time you're on air, people will start to recognize you. And also, pay attention to what you say, not what you're wearing, because the message is much more important than the deliverer.
Right.
So Steve chose this for me. So, you know, first of all, and now I do the morning show in the United States once or twice a week, and it's live in New York, and I'm in Los Angeles, which is 3 hours earlier. So I have to get up at 2:30 in the morning to do it. So it's a lot easier to wear the same thing anyway. But I really, you know, I pay homage to what Steve told me. And I'm a believer that the seriousness of what we're talking about is the black and white, and really focusing on the content rather than me.
Yeah, that's very true. But I did notice that you wear a black jumper. So so I think you probably raised more attention from me asking about this than less attention.
That's true.
Right. So we can say 脱衣服 is to get rid of your clothes. 脱衣服, you take off the clothes. So take off the clothes doesn't mean that you strip to naked. So you can take off one piece or two or three. So 脱衣服, that's the same word. 脱衣服 is the clothes. So 脱衣服, you're that's it. 脱衣服, well done. I wish you could see it. It's a podcast, so you can't see it. Only I can see it. Right. Thank you so much, David, for joining us. And thank you for sharing with us this incredible book, A Short Guide to a Long Life. Is really worth a read. And there are so many useful tips and so easy to implement in your life. And don't be surprised that after reading it, you may live until 108 years old. All right. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed it. Today, we talk about something very important we do every day. And now it's doctor's instruction to do it. Get naked. 脱光光. Thank you, David. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见, David.
Great.